Hello and welcome to Be Lifted with me, Todd Brown, offering your regular encouragement that you might grow in the unique and full call that God has placed on your life. As each and every one of us is called, we're called to be influential, called to be impactful in every single endeavor of life for the advancement of the kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And it truly is my hope and prayer that every time that we get together, these moments are lifting you to be just a little bit better today than what you were yesterday in making an impact for the kingdom with the influence that the Lord has given you. So let's go ahead and get into today's topic, which I truly do hope encourages you, which is entitled Work in Progress. In 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 3, the word of the Lord says this: Solomon showed his love for the Lord by walking according to the instructions given him by his father David, except that he offered sacrifices and burned incense on the high places. So let's get into this whole thing of a work in progress, my beloved brothers and sisters. In 1 and 2 Kings, we read the accounts of the ancient kings of Israel and Judah. In these men, we find that the full range of our capacity as humanity for both incredible good and faithfulness to God, as well as unthinkable evil and brokenness. And truthfully, we still deal with this today. We deal with it in our own lives. We can have moments to where we do exceptionally good things and then in the same breath have an evil thought that turns our day and our moments of good around. And it even goes vice versa. So we are reminded of God's goodness to his people, even in spite of our failures and our betrayals. You know, as I recently reread these stories, I was struck by the persistence of this thing called the high places. Solomon, lauded as one of the wisest men to have ever lived, faithfully ruled and continued the legacy of his father David. And yet, like every human who lived before him and everyone since, Solomon had a divided heart. While genuinely and truly loving the Lord, his heart was at the same time pulled away, leading him to create shrines and centers of idol worship, known as high places, dedicated to the pagan gods of the day. I wonder, do you and I do that sometimes? Walk around with a divided heart where we will worship the Lord in one aspect, but then have a great love of money? We'll worship the Lord on one aspect, but then every now and then we'll creep into things that are not pleasing unto God. That divided heart gets each and every one of us all the time. So following Solomon's example, the kings that follow him, even those who did what was right in the eyes of the Lord, failed to remove the high places. So as our name implies, we believe wisdom is something to be pursued, cultivated, hunted. This is a journey that demands nothing less than our entire lives, daily submitting to the Lord's guiding hand. If we can view our life with God through this lens, I believe we will find both encouragement towards continual growth, as well as the peace needed to make it a lifelong pursuit where we are continually progressing and being better and better day by day, as we're all a work in progress, that our heart is not divided, but it's wholly committed to God and the things of God. So every breath that we take is an invitation to grow. Every day brings with it a fresh opportunity to encounter God's love and to offer our own life as a gift. And within this invitation, we are asked to examine our hearts and lives, identifying places of alignment and misalignment with God's very best for us. This is by design what it means to be a human made in God's image. God is infinite in his goodness and love, and we therefore will spend eternity ever more deeply entering into the very life of God. The death and resurrection of Jesus means we experience a taste of eternity in the present. We as his beloved children even now begin this journey of transformation, or progressing in the work that he started through regenerating us through the salvific experience that we have by making confession of him as Lord of our life. And so we celebrate and rejoice in his grace at work in our lives. Yet we must also learn to tend to the high places in our lives. Learn from the lives of our forefathers in the faith. It is possible to walk the way of wisdom in one part of life while at the same time walk in disobedience in another. And so we have to continually do the work that really what we do is always in everything walk in the way of wisdom in every aspect of our life. So beloved, we are a work in progress. Where we have seen progress in our life, let's give thanks and praise to the Lord for his grace at work in our story. At the same time, let's pray for the courage and boldness to tear down every high place that remains, freeing us to offer to the Lord a life of total devotion. You've just been lifted, so go and continue to be great. And until we get together again, abundant grace, peace, and love. And if this has been a blessing to you, take the time to share with somebody else.